Time 2019 Person of the Year, The Choice, Time's Editor-in-Chief on Why Greta Thunberg is the Person of the Year, by Edward Felsenthal. It began with a storyline familiar to every parent of every generation in every corner of the globe, an indignant teenager and a sudden burst of rebellion. It became one of the most unlikely and surely one of the swiftest ascents to global influence in history. Over the course of little more than a year, a 16-year-old from Stockholm went from a solitary protest on the cobblestones outside her country's parliament to leading a worldwide youth movement, from a school kid conjugating verbs in French class to meeting with the Secretary General of the United Nations and receiving audiences with presidents and the Pope, from a solo demonstrator with a hand-painted slogan, Kolstreg för klimatet, to inspiring millions of people across more than 150 countries to take to the streets on behalf of the planet we share. Meaningful change rarely happens without the galvanizing force of influential individuals, and in 2019, the Earth's existential crisis found one in Greta Thunberg, marshaling Fridays for Future protests throughout Europe, thundering, "How dare you!" at the world's most powerful leaders in her viral UN speech, leading some 7 million climate strikers across the world in September and tens of thousands more in Madrid in early December. Thunberg has become the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet and the avatar of a broader generational shift in our culture that is playing out everywhere from the campuses of Hong Kong to the halls of Congress in Washington. As Isabella Prata, the mother of two climate strikers in Sao Paulo, puts it, Greta is an image of all of this generation. Thunberg demands action, and though far too many key measures are still moving in the wrong direction, there are nascent signs that action is coming. Corporate commitments to sustainable growth and net zero emissions are on the rise. More than 60 countries have pledged to have a net carbon footprint of zero by 2050. American primary voters, especially in states beset by wildfires and flooding, are suddenly giving presidential candidates an earful on climate change. In Austria's September elections, the Green Party more than tripled its support at the expense of the Social Democrats, a development a leader of the Social Democrats attributed to Thunberg just before he resigned. Even as China burns half the world's coal, it, too, is changing. It's now home to roughly 45% of the electric cars and 99% of the electric buses in the world. Thunberg stands on the shoulders and at the side of hundreds of thousands of others who've been blockading the streets and settling the science, many of them since before she was born. She is also the first to note that her privileged background makes her one of the lucky ones, as she puts it, in a crisis that disproportionately affects poor and indigenous communities. But this was the year the climate crisis went from behind the curtain to center stage, from ambient political noise to squarely on the world's agenda, and no one did more to make that happen than Thunberg. It is not a moment too soon. Emissions would need to start falling by next year by 7.6% annually and continue at that rate for a decade in order for the world to have any chance of hitting the widely accepted targets for stopping global warming. Thunberg's wake-up call is a necessary jolt. It is up to us all to meet it with solutions. That Thunberg is the youngest individual ever named Time's Person of the Year says as much about the moment as it does about her. The 92-year-old franchise is rooted in the so-called great man theory of history, the notion that powerful individuals shape the world. Historically, that has meant people who worked their way up the ladders of major organizations and were at home in the corridors of power. But in this moment, when so many traditional institutions seem to be failing us, amid staggering inequality and social upheaval and political paralysis, we are seeing new kinds of influence take hold. It is wielded by people like Thunberg, leaders with a cause and a phone who don't fit the old rubrics but who connect with us in ways that institutions can't and perhaps never could. When she first heard about global warming as an 8-year-old, Thunberg says she thought, that can't be happening because if that were happening, then the politicians would be taking care of it. That they weren't is precisely what motivated her to act, as it has youth the world over who are forcing us to confront the peril of our own inaction, from the student-led protests on the streets of Santiago, Chile, to the young democracy activists fighting for rights and representation in Hong Kong, to the high schoolers from Parkland, Florida, whose march against gun violence Thunberg cites as an inspiration for her climate strikes. I'd like to tell my grandchildren that we did everything we could, she told Time from the coast of Virginia in mid-November, as she prepared to cross the Atlantic by sailboat, and we did it for them and for the generations to come. For sounding the alarm about humanity's predatory relationship with the only home we have, for bringing to a fragmented world a voice that transcends backgrounds and borders, for showing us all what it might look like when a new generation leads, Greta Thunberg is Time's 2019 Person of the Year.